The hour has grown late and shadows lurk around every corner. A child's mother checks under the bed 3 times before turning on the light, and yet the boy continues to hear shallow breathing underneath him in the darkness. Across town, a lonely clown walks up and down a residential street, dragging a wet, dripping sack and whistling the theme to MASH. And now, loyal listeners, it is time once again to turn down the lights and turn up the terror. For you are on the verge of leaping into the awe-inspiring precipice known as Frightmare Theater.
My putrid pooches, and welcome to Frightmare Theatre. I am your ever-eerie host, Dr. Necropolis. We have a hideously hair-raising story for you little boys and ghouls tonight. This grotesque grimoire comes to you straight from the realms of cosmic horror, inspired by the mad prophet H.P. Lovecraft. And honestly, who doesn't love a good juicy Lovecraftian tale, am I right?
They're tentacles, not tails.
Turn those hearing aids up, Agnes.
Lovecraft writes about cephalopod gods. Cephalopods have tentacles.
That's very true, Agnes, dear. Can we please get on with it?
Octopus have beaks.
What is happening?
I think Agnes is broken. Agnes? Agnes, dear, do you smell burning toast?
The 1996 TV movie The Beast, based on Peter Benchley's number one bestseller, was a top 10 rated miniseries on TV, but failed to grab the same numbers as Jaws in the theater. But did better than the knockoff movie Piranha, directed by Joe Dante, and its sequel, Piranha 2, The Spawning, not directed by Joe Dante. Joe Dante did direct the horror classic Gremlins, but Gremlins 2, The New Batch, not Joe Dante. But he did do The Howling, not the shitty Howling sequels.
What is the Beast?
Not Joe Dante.
That's that giant squid movie from the 90s.
1996. Peter Benchley's number one.
Jesus Christ, she's gone mental. Al, get Greg in here.
Is widely considered to be the most Lovecraftian in existence. Not based on any actual Lovecraft story.
Hey, boys and ghouls.
Greg, that's my line.
Hey, guys and ghouls.
What do you want, Greg?
You called me.
Oh, right. Agnes is broken again. Fix her.
I had a hunch it was something like that.
Yeah, knock it off, Al. Greg, we have a show to do here.
Not to worry. I have everything I need in my trusty tool belt.
Shut her up, for the love of God.
Oh, it's pronounced Greg. Let's see what we have here.
Not Joe Dante. But he did do The Howling.
Oh, here's a problem. Right here.
I can't believe this. We're trying to do a show and Agnes has octopus on the brain.
That's exactly right. How'd you guess?
What?
Based on any actual...
Don't know how this little guy got in here, but he's out now. She should be right as rain in no time. Can I keep him?
Wait, what did it just say?
Yes, fine, take the damn thing. Just get it out of here. We've got to get back in action.
Looney Tunes, back in action, directed by Joe Dante.
Al, I'm dying here. Let's just spool up the story. And before you close her up, Greg, check to see if there's any gremlins stuck in there. She's on a loop.
Gremlins, directed by Joe.
And now, boys and ghouls, prepare yourself for the maddening monstrosity that lies beyond the firmament.
Increasing devastation, officials are...
The East Coast authorities are already warning to prepare for possible mass evacuation.
The Category 4 storm, now 700 miles across.
Threats of another eruption and tsunami. The longest lasting earthquake I've ever experienced here.
And in other news, renowned archaeologist Dr. Philippa Pickman has returned to the Windy City, where she and her team have set to work on their latest discovery. We go now to our correspondent, live from the excavation site in the UK.
Yesterday marked an historic event in the world of science. While on a small, uninhabited island off the coast of Scotland, a significant piece of world history may have been unearthed. Despite record storms for the area and other unusually difficult hardships, Dr. Pickman's team may have uncovered one of the oldest examples of early human written language to date. It has been difficult to gain much insight in the story, as the notoriously secretive Pickman has had the relic under lock and key and refuses interviews while traveling back to the States to continue her work on the find. We have heard rumors that she will be making a statement from her base of operations in Chicago later this week. As of this morning, the archaeological site has been submerged by rising ocean tides as the unprecedented sea storms continue to rage throughout much of the UK. We have differing reports coming in that several of the excavation team members have reported to have been badly injured during the dig and subsequent evacuation from the small island. They are now being treated at Lady Margaret Hospital in Millport.
Turn that garbage off, Clive. I'm sick of hearing it.
You got a nice shout out at least. I'd love to be called a renowned archaeologist one day.
It's far more trouble than it's worth, believe me. Who can live up to that? They care about titles. I care about the work.
It's perfectly natural for the public to be inquisitive as to what we found, Professor.
Yes, but again, they're focusing on the wrong aspects of the story. With a historical find of this magnitude, I hardly think fretting over the hospitalization of, frankly, careless workers.
Professor, Javi was one of those workers. It's horrible what happened to him, to all of them.
I know, Clive. I'm sorry. That was callous of me. I suppose I'm a bit defensive on the subject.
No, Professor. What could you have done?
It was my dig. I shouldn't have left them alone that night to guard the site when they were already so terrified. Not thinking clearly and irrational. Those damn local superstitions. Had we stayed behind and...
The same thing could have happened to us if we'd been there that night. Who knows? I only hope at least one makes it through so we may find out what really happened to them. Jesus. Their eyes, the horror frozen on their faces. Javi's hair had gone stark white. What do you think could have...
Storm, perhaps. The dark. Superstitious twits. Their manic hysteria started when we first unearthed the artifact. Immense fear has the power to undo even the strongest willed of us. You remember their wild tales, Clive? So animated.
Yeah. To tell you the truth, Professor, I myself haven't had a decent night's sleep since we unearthed this thing. Those stories the natives told.
Now don't you start in too.
Wait, Professor, the news. They're talking about the storms.
The National Weather Service has issued more severe warnings for both the east and west coast this morning as a series of rapidly developing major storm cells have increased its strength over the past week. The storms have already decimated many coastal cities in much of Europe and Africa's eastern border and continue to threaten many more, with seemingly no end in sight. Top meteorologists and environmentalists have yet to provide any answers as to the cause of the massive storms or predict their continued path of destruction. We received word that martial law has been initiated in a few of these areas, but reports are not confirmed. Officials are urging anyone living in one of these potential hotspots, please take cover and heed the warnings of your local weather advisory until further notice. And from China today, more disturbing news, as 89 new cases of crippling birth defects were reported only this morning. Similar occurrences have been reported in recent weeks within multiple countries, prompting many religious officials.
I asked you to shut that off.
Hey, I was watching that. I have family in Florida.
I'm sure they're taking cover and will be just fine, Clive. You can call them in the morning, but for now, we've work to do.
And Dr. Barker is still down in South America. I can't imagine what the storms are doing there.
Richard's fine. I heard from him a few hours ago. I sent him the new images of the glyphs to get his take on the possible dialect.
If they're as rare as you say, how much help can he possibly give us with identifying the origin?
Richard Barker is the finest authority in dead languages living today. And he owes me. If we are to have any hope whatsoever of deciphering and translating these glyphs this century, we'll need him. Now, come on, help me get this unwrapped. It's so beautiful.
If you say so, Professor. Ugh, heavy as all hell. Jesus, I thought they cleaned this at the site before loading it into the crate.
They did. But the material is unusually porous and has undoubtedly soaked up much of its environment over time.
That's a nice way of saying it's a foul, slime-covered, jagged mess that smells like rotting meat. Quite eloquent, Professor. You should have taught marketing.
Yes, well, if you'd spent untold eons trapped beneath rock and clay at the bottom of the sea waiting to be found, then you would have earned the right to make judgments.
Professor? Professor, are you all right?
What? Of course, yes. I'm just... It is magnificent, isn't it? In all my years, I've never seen anything quite like it.
It is something else. I can...
Truly remarkable that it has survived all these centuries. Almost as if... As if it were waiting. Waiting for me to find it, to bring it back into the light. How fortunate we are, Clive, to be alive at this moment, serving as harbingers of its ancient message, and soon to speak aloud that which long dead tongues can no longer speak. Those secrets, once again, carried on the wind like a wet heat to the four corners of the earth.
Professor, your hand!
Ah! How foolish of me. I must have been daydreaming and cut my palm on that jagged edge.
This whole thing is a jagged edge, Professor. And you were not daydreaming. You didn't even sound like you. I think you need to go home for the night. Your hand is bleeding like a stuck pig. We can lock this up and start fresh in the morning.
No. No, Clive. I'm just a little tired. But Richard will be calling shortly with his findings, and those samples from the lab will be in first thing in the morning. I want to have a nice jump start on this before they arrive. You go home. Get some rest. It was a very long and difficult week, but we made it back. We managed to get our new baby home, and all would be well.
I hope so, Professor. I hope bringing this thing here was the right thing to do.
Ah, see now? Not that bad of a mess. Very little blood. A single drop on the table here.
What? No, Professor, your hand was gushing all over the carved side of the artifact. I saw it. I saw. That can't be.
Come now, Clive. Javi's stories have still got you worked up.
No, it isn't. Look. The glyphs. They've moved. They're different. I'm sure of it.
Now who's the tired one here? Get out of here and go to bed. I need you on your A game in the morning.
But...
Clive, there will still be plenty of work in the morning. And you have reports to make up from last week. You need some beauty rest. So get to it, kiddo.
Yes. Yes, Professor, you are probably right. It's just those stupid stories. The lack of sleep. Nothing to worry about. Good night, Professor. Please... Please don't work too hard on that thing tonight. It's really picking up outside. I'd be more than happy to walk you to the red line.
No, no, no. You go on. This big guy right here has some blood to answer for. Good night, Clive.
If you're sure, then. Good night, Professor. Take care.
All right, then. Let's have a look, shall we? That's a little... I could have sworn the glyphs were organized horizontally. Let me get this down. August 5th, 2019. I have successfully transferred the artifact back to the lab and I'm starting the initial examination of carved runes. Carbon labs are weeks out still and we won't hear back as to the specific mineral composition until morning. It is strange, however. This dark green colouring and unique texture are nothing like I've encountered in any fossil record. Initial theory could posture that oxidization and partial decay have altered the original organic material, and yet something isn't right. I'll figure it out. Exact dimensions and weight have been logged in the field notes. The artifact was left rough and jagged in much of its overall creation, boasting small, smooth, angular surfaces amidst dark outcroppings of porous crystalline formations. Every surface is covered with very small, deeply carved glyphs, which upon initial observation at the site of origin I perceived to organise horizontally. But now, surprisingly, I note that they are primarily vertical in formation. And yet, looking at this under the light, it is truly a unique and remarkable specimen. There are impossible patterns present in this artifact that are not only suggestive of advanced language, but of advanced knowledge of symmetry and mathematical formation. This is extraordinary. The glyphs themselves follow a bizarre symmetry, yet the varying rough and smooth surfaces also appear to have some semblance of purpose, following their own separate guidelines. I've never seen anything quite... Staring at these formations, it is easy for one to become lost somewhat in the the sheer complexity. The ancient people who created this were... No, not people. No. People. Animals. Animal. Nothing but cattle. Meat. Kathagwa. Playthings.
Hey, Professor! I forgot my laptop. Professor? Hello? Jesus, power go out? Can't see shit. Anyone here? I'm just gonna grab my laptop and take a cab. Trains are called on account of the storm. We can split one if you... What the f... Oh my God! No. No! This can't be happening! My God! Professor! Jesus, God, this is a lot of blood. Oh, Jesus. Where the hell is the artifact? Professor! I'm here! I'm calling for help! Hold on! No! Fucking storm! Professor!
The prodigal son returns.
Oh, Professor, thank God. Are you all right? What happened to the lights?
What did happen to the lights?
I'm guessing the storm knocked out the power.
What a bright young lad that is.
She always considered you her brightest disciple.
Why don't I see if I can get the backup lights working?
Now why would we want to do that? I rather enjoy the dark. Mankind. Mankind has always been afraid of the dark, of that which cannot be seen or understood, and rightfully so. For you understand so precious little. Better to fear, better to agonize. Why, you are afraid right now at this very moment. Terrified.
Professor? It's late. I need to get some rest.
I can smell the fear pouring out of you. I can taste it on the air. Your fear is palpable. Delicious.
Sweet.
Where is the artifact, Professor? Did something happen?
So many things are always happening, boy. This tiny universe is a mass of cogs and wheels.
Oh, you vermin like to play that you can master the great contraption. But in the end, no matter how hard you try, you inevitably wind up gumming up the gears.
It's a game played out again and again across countless untold eons, and yet this precise moment is rather special in regard to the great mechanism. Can Pikmin's brightest disciple explain why that may be?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pity. How can one expect to master the game when one doesn't even know their place within it? Let us play a little game ourselves, shall we?
No. I really don't think I'm up for it tonight. I gotta...
Nonsense! Soon it will be midnight over the Southern Sea and the stars will again be right. The true masters of the game have been summoned, the wheels already turning in their favor.
I told you, I don't feel like playing any games. I'm leaving.
Oh, you have already been playing, young Clive. You and the noted archaeologist. You just didn't realize it.
You're not the professor. Who are you? What are you?
Shall I show you?
Dear God, no!
Your pathetic gods cannot help you now, boy. They never could.
No! No!
The office of Dr. Philippa Pikmin with the Department of Anthropology. I am either away from my desk on site or on another line. Leave a message if it is important, and I will attempt a return call at my earliest convenience.
Philippa, it's Dick. Listen, you must stop all work on the artifact you found immediately. Don't ask questions. Just lock it up until I can get to you. The storms down here have canceled flights tonight. I'll try again in the morning, but believe me, Philippa... You must not attempt to translate those glyphs. It's dangerous. I can't say more on the phone. It'll be hard for you to believe me, but I've translated the first few glyphs you had sent me, and... it's a warning. Jesus. I know it sounds crazy, but I think you finding that artifact wasn't a coincidence. These crazy storms, the other recent disasters... all connected somehow. They're happening everywhere. Something is coming, Philippa. Something terrible is
now, my little beasties? I mean, in a universe so vast, where do I fit in? How insignificant we all are in the cold black eye of the cosmos.
Ow? Ow! I think we broke the dock.
Must be something in the water today.
Why even go on? Why do anything other than curl up into a ball and quake in utter terror at the unquestionable certainty of the total inability to control our own lives?
Owl, get in here!
The old ones are...
No way! I'm not catching a crazy two! It's like a hot zone of madness in that studio! Doc! When the Acropolis, Hawaii!
His eyes!
I shall sit at the right hand
of his eyes!
The old ones are, the old ones were, the old ones will be again! I shall devote my life unto you, O dark eternal ones! When the stars are aligned and the day of reckoning is at hand, I shall sit at your right in supplication! I will bow and do your bidding, my masters. I who deserve your praise more than...
Nice. Quit drinking there, Agnes.
Amazonian poison dot. Never leave home without it. He'll be out for hours. What do we do now?
I must consult management.
Management? No!
We have no other choice! I'll prepare the ritual. In the meantime, we need to close out this episode. We're out of time. Quick! Summon the announcer!
Who dares summon the announcer? The Frightmare Theater podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where your horrors are our sweet, sweet dessert. Tonight's radio theater presentation entitled Beyond the Firmament was written and directed by Nathan Shelton and featured the voice talents of Lisa Murphy, Spencer Tilley, Annie Crumbaugh, Andrew McMurtry, and Heath Hillhouse. The Frightmare Theater theme and supplemental music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theater podcast via iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or your favorite listening app. Producing a monthly horror radio drama is a monstrous undertaking. If you enjoyed absorbing auditory horrors with us this evening, we invite you to join the Frightmare Theater Undead family and support us on Patreon, where you will receive members-only special insights, information, and content. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater have been unearthed and are proudly displayed for the shock and horror of the masses at FrightmareTheaterPodcast.com. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you follow us down the dark tunnel of horror radio theater again next month for our all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer, wishing you pleasant dreams.